Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
I'm Ryan Newman.
And I'm Trey Newman.
Okay, our question for today is, what are the top 10 Big Ten games of 2021? And as we're recording this right now, we do not have a list for you, so we're going to craft it right in front of your eyes here, or in front of your ears, if you're listening to the podcast. Yeah. So, Ryan, you're going to go first. And remember, you can pick a Big Ten game or just a game involving a Big Ten team. So non-conference is on the table.
Sure. All right. Well, I think this one was a relatively easy pick. I'm going Oregon at Ohio State.
I agree.
Two top 10 teams. Yep. Two top 10 teams going at it. Buckeyes are actually favored a pretty solid amount right now. It's around 9 or 10 early. But this game's huge. Playoff implications on the line. Huge for Oregon, of course. If they win, I mean, that sets them up for an actual playoff run, which the Pac-12 desperately needs. It's been a while. And Big Ten, or for Ohio State, it's just like, hey, if they win this one, it's like, we're still the Buckeyes. We're still dominant. You know, look out, Big Ten. We're coming.
Yep, and a good first test for whoever their quarterback is. We think C.J. Stroud. But all right, Trey, you've got the second pick here. So number one's off the board.
Yep, that was an easy one. Number two, I'm also going to go non-conference.
Oregon, Ohio State, you're going to take the same one.
Oregon, that's just so good, you got to do it again.
Yeah, that's right. No, I'm going to go with Iowa at Iowa State. It's not only a big game just to see how good Iowa is early on in the season, because this is week two on September 11th, but they have a chance to knock off a playoff hopeful in Iowa State. It's a fun rivalry game that has had some exciting games recently. The way the schedule shakes out, I feel like it's almost a must win for Iowa State, because if they want to make a run at the playoff. Otherwise, if they don't, they would have to be facing the daunting task of beating Oklahoma twice and going unbeaten the rest of the year. So
most likely,
Iowa's defense is supposed to be pretty good. They get to face guys like Brock Purdy, Breece Hall. That was my number two pick.
Yeah, that was would have been my pick as well. So it seems like we got similar big boards so far. So I'm third here. It gets a little bit more difficult for me.
Yes.
I am going with... Oof. I'm doubting myself already.
Yeah, you should have already known we were going to have those two. You should know.
I know, but now I'm looking at the list. I made this list yesterday, and now I'm looking at it. I'm like, what was he thinking yesterday?
Who was?
Oh, man. I'm going to go Washington at Michigan. Okay, Ryan.
No, that's he's lying. He's lying. That's a good game.
I know.
This one is intriguing. It's week two, so again, we're still getting into the season, getting excited. We're not going to know much about these two teams after week one, and this is, of course, do or die for Jim Harbaugh this year, so every game is going to feel very, very important for Michigan, and so it'd be nice to get off to a nice start. We'll see, you know, whoever the quarterback is for Michigan up against a good defense, so that'll be a nice test for Cade McNamara, Alan Bowman, J.J. McCarthy, whoever the starter is. And the point spread is going to be super close, so should be a close game.
It's a night game, too. It'll be fun.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
All right. So going to pick number four here for us. This one, it gets progressively harder. It does. I'm going to go week three. We got Cincinnati at Indiana.
I was thinking about that for my third one.
More
intrigued. I wasn't that high, but that's good. It's a good game.
Well, just because this is, you know, for Cincy, I mean, they got two massive games. Well, I mean, every game is massive for them, but, you know, as far as big time teams, they play at Notre Dame and at Indiana. So both top 25 teams. For Cincy, it's a playoff elimination game. They have to go undefeated to have a shot. In Indiana, they have high aspirations as well this year as well too. So, you know, it would be obviously look a lot better for them if they could beat a top team like Cincy. That would go a long way for their power rankings as well. So, that should be a good game.
I agree there, but I didn't have it that high. My pick here. So, what are we at? The fifth pick. Mm-hmm. I am gonna go with. I wanted to go an early season game because I know it's important. Week one. Penn State at Wisconsin. What a great game to start the season in conference. Both of them have a chance to win their divisions, and both are looking for bounce back years after kind of uncharacteristic down years a season ago. You know, how does Graham Mertz look? Does Penn State, you know, look? Does their offense bounce back? This game it's going to tell us a lot about both teams and how they might look the rest of the way. And given that Penn State has to deal with Ohio State, they would really be behind the eight ball if they lost this first game.
That would be very deflating loss for Penn State, for sure, in particular. I feel like both teams could bounce back, but I feel I would be more confident Wisconsin bouncing back because, you don't have the Ohio State behemoth in your division.
Yep.
And then Penn State, I'm not going to give away some of our other future games, potentially.
That's right.
Okay, so I have the sixth pick here. And even though, it's a big spread in this game, 12.5 right now, I'm still going to take it. Penn State at Ohio State.
Yeah.
They've had some amazing matchups over the years. Of course, Penn State's pulled off the upset before, so you never know. And, even last year when Penn State was down, this was a great game.
Penn State
just hung in there enough to kind of keep it interesting. They never really threatened, but it was still fun. I remember Jahan Dotson had a couple amazing catches. So. It's just a great matchup.
I like that one. All right, I'm between two here. I'll go with week four. I'll go with the Notre Dame versus Wisconsin in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't expect Notre Dame to be quite as good as they were last year. I don't think anybody does. But it's still a big matchup. It's having a Big Ten team, leading team of the Big Ten West, going up against Notre Dame. That should be a fun one to watch. So.
Jack Cohn for Notre Dame going up against
Jack Cohn versus his former team. Yep, see how that goes. So, yep.
I like that one. I'm gonna go. I'm between two as well, but at pick number eight, I'm gonna go with Auburn at Penn State. That's week three. I'm not expecting a ton from Auburn this year, but it's a great classic team matchup. Good for them traveling, up to Happy Valley. We can see what Bo Nix can do. It's under the lights. They're getting a bonus whiteout game this year. They're doing two of them. That'll be awesome. And as we've kind of talked about before, we're going to learn a lot about Penn State in the first few weeks of the season, and this will be one of those tests.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Okay, my next pick here, I'm going to go with one of the best rivalries in college football, maybe the best, Ohio State at Michigan. And again, obviously Ohio State's going to be probably a huge favorite in this one, but at least the game being in Ann Arbor makes an upset a little bit more likely, and this could very well be for Jim Harbaugh's job here, because if they're sitting at three losses or so, maybe four by this time, that seems pretty likely, and a win could save his job for sure, but a loss could be the final nail in the coffin.
Yep. All right, so that means I got pick number 10, last pick here.
You better get this right.
Toughy. There's a few, definitely a few that I
will
could
say
go
there's
at.
These nine that we've picked so far were all in my top 10. So let's see.
Same
if
here.
My 10.
Yeah, all right. Okay. My last one, which I'm going to go in conference matchup, was a great game last year. Indiana at Ohio State. Why are you looking at me so confused?
Is it at Ohio State this year?
Last year.
Oh, is it the other way around?
I think it's at Indiana.
Oh, even better.
Is that Indiana?
Even better.
Even better.
It is
baby.
At Indiana.
Yeah. definitely. Well, yeah, I just saw. Okay, so my bad for screwing up to where it was at.
That's fun.
I'm looking forward to the game, man. Last year was awesome. Penix just lit them up. I mean, they just could not stop them, even though they lost. But it was a great game, came down to the wire. So can Ohio State match that this year? Can they get better against the pass defense against Penix? I don't know, but that's a big one.
All right.
Michael, I'm guessing you and I had the same number 10 or the other.
Okay, what was it? Yeah.
Do you have Iowa, Wisconsin?
I don't.
Oh. Okay.
I had Nebraska at Oklahoma.
Nebraska OU?
I got stuck with all the blowouts here, but it's
50 year anniversary.
50 year anniversary of the game of the century, historic rivalry. The pageantry before the game is going to be great. And there's two great quarterbacks. Well, one great quarterback, Spencer Rattler, and one quarterback who can be exciting to watch in Adrian Martinez.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said Iowa,
Wisconsin. No, I considered that one, but
I said Iowa-Wisconsin just because there's so much on the line. It could ascend, they're the two favorites in the West. It could be the, yeah, the game that ends up deciding the West. So that was why I mentioned that game.
That's a good choice. Yeah. I also had just sort of like honorable mentions here. Purdue at Notre Dame kind of intrigues me. I know I'm a big Purdue guy, but I could see them pulling off that upset. I could
see that being a good game. Yeah. We obviously favor a non-conference just because it's more unique matchups. Like, we heavily, I think I picked all but one non-conference matchup, but you know, you're just used to seeing the Big Ten games all the time. It's fun to see those Purdue and Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, all those, Cincy, Indiana. So,
okay, well, that'll do it for this episode of the College Football Bros. If you're listening to the podcast, we would really appreciate a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'd like to, we've had a few, I guess, in the last couple of weeks, but we want more. We're very selfish. We want
never
more.
Enough.
We want adulation. We can't get enough of it. So tell us we're awesome. Give the video a thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube. We'd appreciate that.
That's how Michael gets his self-worth.
It is. I check those iTunes reviews every day, and I'm like, oh, didn't get one today. Well, it's going to be a bad day. But anyway, thanks everyone for watching our content, listening to it. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros. Follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros. And for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.